You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Time for our Newsmaker of the Day segment. And at yesterday's board meeting, the Tuolumne County Supervisors discussed the local fire activity that is affecting all of us. Supervisor Sherry Brennan was absent. Here are the comments from Tuolumne County Supervisor Evan Royce, Randy Hanvilt, Tuolumne County Administrator Craig Pedro, Supervisor John Gray, and Supervisor Carl Rotifer. We'll begin with the edited comments of Tuolumne County Supervisor Evan Royce.
I wanted to thank all the first responders, all the people that attended the Pinecrest Town Hall. Unfortunately, I think the news is not what we want to hear. There's not enough resources to go around, and that's exactly what we need. But unfortunately, there's fires all across the state, all across the country, and it's very limited. I want to compliment Bill Pooley and the Sheriff's Office on the job that they did in handling the evacuations. It's a very, very challenging, difficult situation to go up there with people scattered throughout the woods, camping and hiking and fishing and trying to round them up and protect them, keep them safe when that fire is coming through as fast as it did. So they deserve a lot of admiration for what they did to help people up there. It's devastating. Darnell's is gone, and a lot of people are losing cabins that they've had in their families for 100 years. And so I know we were texting back and forth, and I feel helpless, like there's nothing I can do. But I just want to encourage everybody, our staff, and really anybody that can do anything to help us get more resources on that fire. I know that Congressman McClintock and even Shelley from Senator Feinstein's office were up there. We were talking with them, trying to do what we can. And every single private resource and public resource is basically dispatched on the fires. The only thing I could come up with to try to do more is to get more private resources and expedite ways to sign people up. I know there's a process for inspections and all those types of things to get people on the list. But for staff, OES, anybody, if we can help, just keep pushing to be creative, to find resources, that's what we need. So, thank you.
Supervisor Hanvelt.
Yeah, I'd just like to add one comment to what Supervisor Royce just said. Can't say enough about our law enforcement and our firefighters. Some of your law enforcement team stayed in long enough that they had to go back out the backside of the mountain and come around. I mean, you talk about dedication, commitment, and putting yourself at risk. Our law enforcement guys are just unbelievable. We really appreciate what they're doing. We also appreciate our own firefighters. I want to compliment Craig. Craig took the initiative, and he called all the supervisors and told them what he was doing. He sent our units up to do structure protection. That was a bold decision and the right decision, and I want to give him a lot of credit for that. This fire is a big deal.
Okay. Mr. Pedro.
I won't talk about the Donnell fire, but I'll mention on the Ferguson fire, which is still very active over there. I just wanted to comment. That's a really tricky fire over there. There's a lot of communities that have been at risk. The terrain is awful. They've had weird weather to deal with. As some of these other fires have taken off in the state, they've also had resource demands. If you've been watching the reports, their resources have been dwindling. They've been, peeled off to help with some of these other fires. But through it all, they've been able to keep things corralled over there with minimizing the damage to public and private assets. So just want to acknowledge that's a difficult fire. They've been doing a good job. The relationships we built over the years with Forest Service and the Park Service have definitely been in play and been helpful in trying to address, the needs of Tuolumne County, and they've done a good job to keep it out of Tuolumne County. I wish the whole thing was out and people are all back right now, concerned for the park, as I'm sure you are too. But they've been very attentive to the concerns that we've expressed and want to thank them for that. And again, our Sheriff's Department has done a great job. They've been present, from the beginning. Our Cal Fire colleagues have also been there and helping advocate, provide information. And our office has also been going over, as needed and being on the phone constantly, with the players to make sure that our concerns were being addressed. So I think we haven't talked a lot about that, but it's a very tricky fire, and I think they've done a pretty darn good job when you consider, arguably the most significant iconic park in the system. But, it's a beautiful thing, and it's a difficult thing. You've got to take care of the fire. You've got to take care of public safety. But they've got a tiger by the tail, over there. But they've done a good job.
Thank you. Okay, so mine will be relatively short because Mr. Pedro did a really good recap of the fires. I've spent lots of hours the last few weeks on the fire issues and meeting with people, the communication between CAL FIRE, the park, the U.S. Forest Service, the Sheriff's Department, everybody has done a wonderful job of coordinating the information that's going out. I think in a RIM fire, we learned that a lot of the information that went out was not good information. And now, with the help of all those agencies, we're getting a lot of good information out. It's sad to see what's happened to the businesses on the corridor. 120 is basically a ghost town. Last night I was up at Pinecrest, and 108, usually bustling this time of year, very, very few businesses doing anything. And it's going to take time to recover from that. The losing the Darnells, losing the cabins up there, as Supervisor Roy said, is terrible. Those are lifelong relationships with that area that those people had. So it's very sad. We'll get through this, but boy, this is tough. This is something that I don't think that the person that lives in the big city really realizes what we go through up here. We live here and we enjoy it, but it really has a major effect on us. So, Supervisor Roedefer.
I want to add a kudo. Supervisor Handbelt said some stuff, but I want to add a kudo to CAO Pedro.
Absolutely.
His aggressive pursuit of unified command resulted in us going unified command, I believe, last night at 6 o'clock. That's very, very important because it gets CAL FIRE involved up there in the command structure and Craig, you've done an incredible job with limited resources in your own office dealing with three fires because you also had the Parrots fire going on, although that's kind of calmed down a little bit, but good job.